So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration, happiness, joy, that little something that could take entrepreneurs or light workers or just kind of seekers up into the next level. And my guest today, Tara McCallum, she is a fabulous painter. She inspires me just being near her. Her energy is so expansive. She's going to take us a little expansion ride today. So welcome, Tara. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on. This is so exciting.
Yeah. So let's just jump right in with what got you into painting and what is that like for you when the color just lights up the canvas?
Absolutely. It's the first space I went from as a little child. So it was the space where I would go and be alone and connect to myself. And it really changed about 6 years ago when I started playing with energy and color and stopped coming to my creations with an idea of what they needed to look like. And I started co-creating with them. That's when painting and art came alive to me and I became a part of it.
I love it. You know, when I let my writing be a poem, like last week I was writing, I'm working on a project for summer and whales, it's like whales wanted to just have a conversation. Yeah. And I was like, well, I didn't really expect that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then as I let in the whale energy, it was so potent and magic. And I could see the whales kind of coming in to help move some stuff out of the way. And I had all these like friend whales. It was so fascinating when I wasn't really locked and bogged down into having to write to make money, you know, or I used to be a news reporter, so I'd have to write about the news, right? It was so different when it was just like creating because.
Absolutely. And allowing the creation to actually speak to you. I love that you were so open without resistance to it actually coming in and whale energy and energies coming and speaking through your pen. How does it get any better than that?
Yeah. What kinds of daily practices do you recommend for someone who would like to, you know, have some of what you're having?
Absolutely. I would love everybody to have this. First of all, I would ask people to actually know what brings them joy. So, and to be able to go there, you mentioned the piece of getting out of the way of expecting our actions to create money and limiting actions by that and just opening it up to our lives being receiving. And so what brings you joy? Instead of like, I'm going to go and do this and create this. For me, like if I ever get to the point where I'm feeling heavy or bogged down, my body, I ask it what it would require. And a lot of times it requires movement. So I move to like loud music and dancing, or I run in place, or I get the trampoline out and jump on it. And then all of a sudden I move into the space of playing with creation and really a play. Yeah. I mean, don't you? Like, you play a lot, don't you?
Well, the interesting thing that you said there, I interviewed this one woman one time. You can picture her perfectly. Amy Coget. And she recommended the trampoline. She said 5 minutes of jumping. She has like a PhD from California University, San Francisco University in happiness. And she said, when you jump up and down for 5 minutes, like your neurons fire in different ways and you just let go of some of the baggage. It just like lets you have more joy. It's awesome. So for me, the recipe is, I have this one page in one of my books, Happiness Quotations, where I say that the key to happiness is tricky. Mm-hmm. Because it changes. Mm-hmm. And so what gave me joy when I was 3? A pony. Well, I still get joy riding
horses. I was going to say, come along again. Isn't that interesting?
In some ways, I'm consistent. But other things might change. And I recommend that people also start asking the question, like, don't just go, I was happy when blank. And so I'm going to go repeat that. Because if you change enough, technically it might require something different for happiness right now, you know?
And literally, how's it get any better than that? Because our bodies then are this invitation for constantly receiving new things and trying new things and letting us know that we don't have to keep doing the same things in order to enjoy life. Like, I think that's really awesome that you have that awareness and, you know, we can ask those questions.
Crazy, this just made me think of this. I was working with someone on offers, right? So I have these gifts and offers, and I found out, turns out, a lot of the authors that write with my company don't really get how to do, like, here's a free gift, and then, hey, here's an offer you can pay for if you want more of it. Mm-hmm. So I started playing with gifts and offers. And what I found is just like with our books and just like with our creativity and just like with our paintings, we tamper down our offers and we squish them down until we think they're just the right palatable size. But then the offer's sitting in there, and if it's a humongous offer, it's like kicking out like a baby. It's like, get me out of here.
Right? Isn't it so true? Mm-hmm.
So how do you give yourself permission to make like really big paintings are really like pieces of art that require more time or require more dedication? Do you know what I mean by the permission to do that?
I totally do. That's a really big word and a big ask in my world is to give my self permission to play and to create bigger than I've ever allowed myself to. So whether it's in receiving or in creation, The painting piece is no longer a problem. The thing that used to stop me from creating something that took a long time or was larger was the space of self-doubt. And I would go, almost every painting has this process for me. I start off with this excitement, yeah, and going to the canvas, and I don't always have an idea anymore. Like, a lot of times we're co-creating, but I get to this space and I'm like, this is a mess. I need to abort ship. Yeah. But I've taken myself past that abort ship space so many times that I'm like, oh, cool. I love this space. Like, I get excited when I get to, I'm like, oh, it's a mess. Where are we going to go now? Because I know if I just stay with it and continue to be the energy of play rather than force, like, it comes alive and we really navigate it together. There's a we in creation. It's not just a me. I'm not forcing anything. Like, the creation actually pulls me along a lot of times. And so it just becomes even more fun. If it takes longer, that means I get more time of playing with that creation. And really agree.
Guys, I have a special treat for you. And you know, I've had this podcast, gosh, we're up into 400 and something episodes. But on this specific podcast, Tara and I have created something. So why don't you just let people know about it? And how can they find out more? And how can they play with us on this creation journey?
Absolutely. So we are starting off with a teaser. And I love the word teaser.
I do too.
How much can we flirt with you to bring you into like this fun and yummy state? The first teaser is on February 20th. And you can find us on Facebook. And it's actually called the teaser for Unlocking the Power of Your Creativity. So how much fun can that be? It's 30 minutes, which is at 1:30 Pacific time and 4:30 Eastern time on the 20th. And we'll put the link. Can you put the link in this podcast too so they can find us with ease?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So you have all these powers that, how do you do this stuff? and we're both going to show up and like bring how we play with creativity. And how much fun could you have tapping into somebody who's been a number one author multiple times and taken many number one books to Amazon and everywhere else? Like,
and really when you release, two things just are showing up for me so clearly. One, how big is your creation? And how unwilling have you let it to be what it wants to be?
Yeah.
I'm really getting like this massive creative force on the planet this year, and how people are just really stepping up and stepping out, and they're getting shown these massive creations, And then what can we do about that place where you, I just love the way you put words on it, where you go into, this is a mess. What am I thinking? Why am I thinking this big? How could I possibly do this? Like, right? Like, you know, what planet am I on that my books could get read by Oprah Winfrey? Well, that happened in April. So it's like, you know, so as we go through these steps of creation, not only could we get bigger with them, but also the other thing I just got shown that Tara and I will be sharing with you is taking all that pressure off of them.
Yes.
Letting them be what they are. It's nonlinear, and we're always co-creating as human beings. And something you might create today may not give you a $1 million patent, but maybe by creating it today, then you go somewhere tomorrow, you'll meet someone, you'll be of like minds, and you'll do a business deal. You don't know.
Right.
It's crazy what it might end up being.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Thank you for coming on the podcast. We went over 8 minutes. Every once in a while that happens. Usually only with really exciting people like you. But tell us also, Tara, how we can just find you. Tell us your website and everything.
Sure. I have two websites. So one is my name, TaraMcCullum.com, and it's with two A's in it rather than any other vowels. And then the other one is BeyondThisReality.com.
Okay, great. So, thanks for coming.
Thank you, too. Thanks, Erica.